Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. We're going to talk hockey in the next few minutes here. On the phone with us right now is Brandon Wilding. Brandon is, where you at, Brandon? Utah?
Yeah, I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah right now.
All right. Well, I'm sure if you follow social media, friends with Kim Wilding and or any of the Wildings here in the Madison, the Q92 listening area, you know all about Brandon. You got a lot of family around here, don't you, Brandon?
Yes, I do. That's for sure.
Yep. Brandon just signed to play, in professional hockey, right, Brandon?
Yep. Yeah, in the East Coast Hockey League.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that. How'd that all work out?
Okay. Yeah. I guess, you know, playing professionally has just always been a dream of mine since I was younger and I started hockey. So, there's definitely a lot of different paths to take and a long road of hoeing to get here, but I played my 4 years at Mercer's University, which was a great opportunity. And, you know, kind of from there, I just hoped to have a good college career. And the better I did there, I was hoping for a professional opportunity. And after we finished our season last Friday, I got a call from this team here on Sunday, actually. And then they flew me out here Monday. And so I've been kind of just trying to get used to the professional level here, and this is a little different lifestyle and everything, but it's been a great experience so far.
Wow, they don't mess around. You're done with your college career, and the next day you're playing professional, huh?
yeah. That's what I was hoping for, and that was definitely a blessing that yep. worked out that way, you know. But
well, congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah. Let's back up here. Talk about your family that you have here in the Q92 listening area.
Yeah, tons of family there. You know, I'm sure a lot of people know it. We're from NASA there. You know, my grandparents, all my cousins, my dad lives there, and we're a tight knit family, and it's really great that they've shown me so much support. I honestly couldn't do it without them. Just the moral support, all the ups and downs throughout hockey and the long road. And I've been away from home since I was about 16 years old. Living on the road, playing hockey in different states and different places, and, you know, just getting back there for the holidays every once in a while, and just all the calls and texts I get, just, they're awesome. So,
yeah, living in around the NASA area, I understand your grandma is one of our best loyal listeners here on Q92.
Yeah, my grandma Ruthie, she definitely likes listening, and I think she'll be excited to listen. So, hey, Grandma, I hope you're having a great day.
What are some of your fun memories growing up around the NASA area with the Wildings?
Oh, just tons. When I'm away, I definitely, you know, you get a little homesick every once in a while. You're always thinking of the great memories of, you know, just being down there with that Wilding implement with, you know, my dad and his brothers own that there, and just spending time with the guys down there, you know, everyone that works there, and just everyone in the community is just, they support me as well, too. You know, obviously my family does, but I get back, and it's just great talking to everyone and catching up, and, you know, make me feel right at home every single time I get back. It's just awesome community. But, yeah, so those memories, and just, you know, ripping around on the four-wheeler and stuff like that with my cousins, and, you know, just, you know.
Who are some of your cousins, Brandon?
Like Ben and Jake Schmidt, Corey Wildong, you know, those are kind of my boy cousins that we kind of all hang around, you know, but, so we'd always have a fun time kind of tearing around.
Well, when I think of the Wilding name, I think of racing. Now I'm going to have to start thinking of hockey.
Yeah, it's a little different, I guess. Every time, you know, I'm at the racetrack, or when I was younger, I used to race go-karts and stuff like that. Everyone is coming up. So, when are you going to start racing? This and that. And they look at me like I have three heads, and I say I don't race, you know. So it's a little different, I guess. You know, back home, the Wilding name definitely is affiliated with racing.
Okay. So. All right, real good. Well, how did you get started in hockey, Brandon?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it's been a long time now, but it really doesn't feel like that long ago. But, I grew up on NASA when I was younger, and then when my parents split up, my mom and I moved to Minnesota, which is right around the Marshall area, because, you know, obviously we don't, you know, Lac La Parle doesn't offer hockey or anything like that. We would just, I started, my first memory of hockey actually was me and the Kymick boys, Chase and Bo Kymick, were my best friends back then. You know, we'd always spent time together and...
In the Madison hockey rink?
Greg still lived, we would, right with the outdoor rink right next to the school there.
Oh, yep.
We got pictures of, we'd put our boots on and go slap a ball around on the ice there. I didn't know how to skate then, but... But then, yeah, when I was about 7 years old, right around first grade, I think it was, I started playing hockey in Marshall just because when you're younger, you kind of want to try every single sport, you know, and that was something different too. So I thought that kind of appealed to me a little more. You know, I've always played basketball or baseball or football, but so I tried hockey and then that kind of stole my heart from there. And then, when you're young, you kind of just try every position, but then, when I got to start being the goalie, I thought that was kind of neat because we always have the big, goofy pads, and I thought they were cool, and I liked to strap those on at home, and, you know, and everyone liked when I played goalie, and if someone didn't want to play, they told me to get in, so
okay.
I always liked that. But, so yeah, I played in the Marshall Association there from, first grade to ninth grade, I played there.
Okay.
And then I went from there to Providence Academy, would be my 10th grade year. That's up in Plymouth, Minnesota, in the cities.
Okay.
So I played there for 1 year, and then the following year I was going to go to Shattuck St. Mary's, which is the pretty well-known hockey academy. There's a lot of professional alumni there. I thought that would be a good opportunity, but I faced some adversity there, and I thankfully found another team that same year out of Madison, Wisconsin, which is called the Madison Capitals.
Okay.
And then, so that's midgets. So that's a little different. It's like U18, so as guys around 18 years old, which you could say similar to Minnesota high school hockey.
Okay.
But we would travel to Phoenix, Chicago,
wow.
Boston, on weekly basis for different showcases and stuff. So that was a really neat opportunity. That's kind of the first time I really got to get around and, that's when I moved away from home, and
okay.
I lived with a family then. That was my first time really away.
Okay.
But, yeah, so from there, I went to a team in Bismarck, North Dakota, to play junior hockey in the North American Hockey League. So hockey's a little different. People are always confused when they kind of ask me about it, because what you usually do in hockey, you play – obviously until, you know, through high school or whatever, but then you don't go right to college with hockey, you go play junior hockey.
Okay, so you're not doing any schooling then when you're in Bismarck?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, you are?
Exactly. Well, no, so I actually went a year early to junior, so my senior year I was doing online high school. So I did that in Bismarck, and then, but yeah, so after I was in Bismarck, I went to a team in Flin Flon, Manitoba, which is about 8 hours north of Winnipeg. It's way up north.
Okay.
Really pretty area. I mean, I'm sure people have been up there fishing and stuff. It's kind of known for that. But yeah, so I did that, and then I did not do schooling that year. It was just hockey. So I played hockey there for that year. Then the next season, I actually moved back to North Dakota, to Minot, North Dakota, and I played in the North American League again for a different team, and I was not doing schooling that year either. So there's kind of like a 2 year period where I was just playing hockey and kind of developing and you hope for a scholarship opportunity.
Okay.
So, in December of my last year of junior, because you only get so many years of eligibility until you're 20 years old in junior hockey.
Okay.
So I was fortunate enough to get a phone call my last season and stay in contact with a goalie coach that was at Mercer's University, and I talked to him, for the first half of the season up until December there, and kind of just a process of they were evaluating me and a couple other goalies around the country and stuff like that. I got down to Christmas, and they felt confident enough in me to give me a scholarship opportunity to play Division I hockey for Mercyhurst, and I took that right away, so that was kind of a nice little Christmas present, I guess, that year. So that was awesome, but... Yeah, so from there, the next season I went out to Mercyhurst, and I stayed there for the next 4 years, kind of a little more stable instead of jumping around.
Right.
You know, from.
Did you start right away then as a goaltender when you got out to Mercyhurst then, or?
Yeah, honestly, you know, it was a tricky situation. The coach that recruited me and really fell in love with me, actually, he called me that summer and said that he got offered a job somewhere else. So that was kind of tough, and I had a good relationship with him, and so I was coming in, and then he wasn't there, so that was a little different. And so the guy that stepped in for him at first kind of, you know, he kind of made me show my stripes a little more than the guy that, you know, was watching me before, Coach Aubrey. So I kind of started from square one again. And there's a senior goalie and a junior goalie, or senior and a sophomore goalie, and I came in as a freshman. And the senior goalie was a really good goalie. He won player of the year before and stuff like that, and had a great record. But so I kind of sat back and around that third string position, and all the way up to about Thanksgiving, I finally got, you know, I tried to work hard and just do everything right, and, you know, just battle and try and, you know, win some game time. So they gave me a shot right before Thanksgiving break.
Okay.
Against a really good team in our league, and I ended up tying that game. We tied that one, and then kind of moving forward, I think I played every single weekend after that. I kind of just kept getting my shots, and I'd play one game a weekend here and there, and then, and then, yeah, it just was crazy. It picked up real quick. It went from that game, and then I won my first college hockey game when we got back from break against Army West Point. And then my third game was it was crazy. We were playing Ohio State, and we lost like 7-2 the night before.
Okay.
Coach said, you're in the next night, so be ready. And I was like, oh, great. That's, you know, not too much experience. I'm going against the Big Ten team. And we ended up tying them, too.
Oh, wow.
We were up 2-0, and then they tied it late, kind of make it 2-2. But, yeah, so it kind of all shot off from there. And
good.
I ended up playing the most of the games that year, around 20-something. And then the few years before that, you know, after that, my sophomore and junior year was around 20, a little more than 20, you know, just kind of the majority of all those years. And this year, I think I played.
Yeah, I got it. I got it in front of me here.
30s, I think. Yeah.
Yeah,
I had 20 wins this year.
Yeah, 20 wins, 10 losses, 4 ties. Yeah. You had over 1,000 saves, and pretty impressive.
Yeah, this was definitely the year that I was looking to have my last year. It was definitely a blessing, and you know.
And you beat Wisconsin, I heard too, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah, we actually beat Penn State first.
Yep.
On the road at Penn State, and then we went into Wisconsin when they were 9 in the nation, and we beat them the first night as well. So yeah, we had a great out of conference record this year, and we really stepped it up. I think we only lost one after Christmas. We only lost one.
Okay.
One game in regulation, I think. Yep. And we had one overtime loss, and then.
Okay.
And that's about it. So we had a great second half of the season too. It was just a great last year to have, I guess you could say.
I know I follow your aunt Kim on social media, and I know she made quite a few games, and she's a big fan.
Oh yeah, I think she keeps everyone in the area, including myself, sometimes up to date.
Yeah, no, so that's out. Mercyhurst is out in Pennsylvania. Did you get some family to come out there once in a while then?
Yeah, we're out in Erie, Pennsylvania. They're right on Lake Erie, actually.
Okay.
But, Kim actually made it out this year, and my dad and my mom, they make it out every once in a while, about at least once a year, I would say.
Okay.
And then my dad flew in for the championship weekend 2 weeks, or not this last weekend, but the weekend before. And
okay.
So, yeah, it's been great, you know. And when we were in Wisconsin, I had some family there. And so, yeah, that definitely helps.
Well, outstanding college season at Mercyhurst then. And talk about being on the professional level then with the Utah Grizzlies. What NHL team are they associated with, Brandon?
Yeah, they're affiliated with the Anaheim Ducks.
Okay.
Team in the NHL. So we're in that organization.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, there's the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL. And then there's the San Diego Gulls, which are the AHL team. And then we're the Utah Grizzlies in the ECHL.
Okay.
So
I understand you picked up your first win, Saturday night, was it?
Yeah, yep.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that whole week was just a whirlwind. Like we talked about a little earlier, we lost out Friday my college season and get the call on Sunday, and then all of a sudden I'm flying out of Cleveland on Monday, and I get in around 2 o'clock on 2 in the morning on Tuesday, and then we get a couple hours of sleep and we head to the rink, get my first skate with the team and meet some of the guys, and coach says, you're playing tomorrow. So I was like, all right, let's get ready. So Wednesday I got my first taste of pro hockey, and we were actually up 3-1 with about 8 minutes left, and kind of fell apart a little bit, and they ended up tying it up, and we lost that one in overtime.
Okay.
But that was just a great experience, you know, to get the first game under the belt. And then I played again on Saturday, and we played the same team, actually, who's number one in our league right now, and they won the league last year. But so we beat them 3-2, actually, on Saturday. So
wow.
That was another close game.
Awesome.
But, yeah, that was great. I mean,
What's the difference between college and pro,
yeah,
then? What would you say?
I mean, college hockey is definitely great hockey, so that definitely prepared me for this level. But still, it's, you know, anyone will tell you it's a different level. They're, you know, bigger, stronger guys. They bear down. Their shots are harder. They get a chance to, you know, a grade A chance to score. They usually have the ability to put that one in the net. So you kind of got to limit your mistakes as much as you can. And but it's just been great. Like, the atmosphere here is just awesome. Like, Saturday, I think we almost had 10,000 fans. And
wow.
It's easy to get up and, you know, perform when you come out, when you step on the ice with that kind of atmosphere. So I'd say that atmosphere is a little bit of a different at Mercier's. We're a smaller school, you know, so there's no way we're pulling in 10,000 fans, and we only had around 3,000 or 4,000 students.
Yeah.
So,
is this in Salt Lake City then?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I've actually never been out here to Utah, but as soon as you step out, there's mountains all the way around. It's kind of like you're sitting right in a bowl of mountains, actually. It's a really pretty area. So, yeah, so far it's, you know, it's been a little adjustment period, and I'm still by no means, you know, got it down pat, so I'm still working to, you know, get stuff figured out and just feel comfortable. But, no, it's been a great start so far.
All right, and the goal is to get to the NHL, I bet, huh?
That's right, yeah. You gotta keep plugging away and take one thing at a time.
Well, I know your family's very proud of you and your friends, and congratulations on playing professional hockey. And what's up next? What are you doing now? What's your daily routine? I think you play in Kansas City shortly too, don't you? Closer to home.
I guess I can tell you the routine, I guess. Since we're out here, it's a little different. I'm still trying to finish my schooling, you know, and then after the season I'm going to fly back to Erie and finish up with that. But I'm just trying to stay in contact with my teachers and keep working hard, and I'm still planning to graduate on time here. May, but
good.
Yeah, so I'm still doing a little bit of both. But no, actually, so we get to the rink a little before 9 o'clock out here, and then you know, get some stretching and warming up and some preparation. I have a cup of coffee, you know, all that stuff. And sometimes we'll watch some video and different things like that, talk systems. And then we usually get on the ice around 10 o'clock. And, yeah, with professional hockey, you know, they play quite a few games, almost about 80 games a year. So practices aren't too lengthy, especially this time of the year.
Right.
When guys are getting kind of banged up and we're getting ready, you know, for a playoff run and trying to stay fresh. So get on the ice around 45 minutes, probably, you know, just nice and crisp. And some guys stay out after and work on some stuff. Otherwise, I'm usually out of the rink by close to noon, I would say. So it kind of has a lot of free time, honestly.
Right.
So,
well, you're still going to school.
yeah, so that gives me something to do, at least. But no, Salt Lake City's a beautiful area. So the guys, you know, we went up to the mountains one day, and we got some free time. There's definitely stuff to do, so that's kind of a neat thing. But yeah, we got five games left in the season here. We got two in Idaho, Boise, Idaho, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and then we go to Colorado on Wednesday and play the team we played last weekend. And then Kansas City actually comes here the last two games.
There, okay, yep.
So yeah,
good.
But
all right, you trying to make the playoffs then, or are you in the playoffs?
Yeah, we're.
Will you make the playoffs?
We're 4 points out. We're 4 points out with five games right now, so it kind of depends how we perform, and I guess the team that's ahead of us, we need them to try and lose a few games too, I guess.
Okay. All right, Brandon, well, I appreciate your time, and thanks for talking with us, and we'll keep in touch, and when you make it to the Anaheim Ducks, make sure you give me a call.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you guys very much. Thanks for your time, and it was an honor. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Brandon. Good luck to you the rest of the week, or rest of the time.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Brandon Wilding with the Utah Grizzlies professional hockey team. Talking about his career and his family around the Nassau area.